This is the Impressions Exchange Podcast.
Impressions Exchange Podcast.
Where all topics impacting the graphic imaging and printing industry are addressed via in-depth news coverage, analysis, and timely interviews.
Hi, I'm Denise Gustafson, Editorial Director for Printing United Alliance and the guest host for the special Printing Impressions podcast series in celebration of Women's History Month, highlighting women in the printing industry. During this series, I'll have the opportunity to talk with women from all segments of the industry about their experiences and their journey as a woman in the industry. So today, it's my pleasure to welcome Karen Myers, Business Manager with Michigan Farm Bureau's Centralized Print and Mail Services. So Karen, welcome.
Thank you.
To get us started, can you give me a little bit of background about what you do with Michigan Farm Bureau?
Yes. So we are an in-plant operation. We do business for the entire Michigan Farm Bureau family of companies. We also have outside clients that we do business for as well. We are a full service print and mail operation. We do wide format. We have all digital equipment. So digital color, digital black and white. We have a small envelope and letterhead printer as well. We also do die cutting. We added on a Colex flatbed cutter about a year and a half ago. So that has been exciting to add to our mix of business and pretty much covers it.
Well, you guys really run the gamut, which is, I think, for any implant. I think most of them, you guys do a little bit of everything.
We do, exactly. And if there's something that we can't do, I try to handle all the outsourcing so people still know to come to me for all of their jobs. I work with a variety of vendors as well.
So if you need that random apparel piece or you need something that you just don't have the size for internally to print, you can get it
exactly.
Done with somebody else.
Yes.
How did you get started in this crazy industry, the print industry?
So I took a little different path. I didn't start in printing. When I was young, my goal was to be a graphic designer. That's what I love to do. It's what I went to college for. I studied industrial supervision and management with a graphics concentration. So kind of the supervision and management goes well with my current position. And then I initially did start out as a graphic designer. And I worked my way up, got to be a marketing manager, and then eventually landed here as the business manager for the printing department. And I think having that graphic design background has really helped me be able to understand, because, you know, I used to have to set the files up for print. And so being able to have an understanding of that, I think I can also help my clients be able to have an understanding of how they need to get files to us. So I think that has helped me along my way. And there's still times where I do some graphic design. There's still times where I'm fixing files or I'm doing it myself or just really quick for a client. I don't do it a whole lot, but every now and then it's kind of fun to just get back into that a little bit. We have teams of designers that we work with here, so I don't really need to, but it's just kind of fun sometimes. And I also feel the marketing background has helped too, just because of we still have to market our own department. It's good having that background. I also work really closely with our marketing team here. They're my number one client. So having an understanding of that, I think has helped as well. And when I first started, it also helped too, just because they were outsourcing a lot of work when I first started here. And then I was able to develop relationships with that whole team. And now they pretty much send everything through my department. So that's been good.
And there's probably a certain amount of confidence as well, because you have some background in graphic design, you have background in marketing. So that marketing team can feel really comfortable bouncing questions off of you or asking you questions, because you understand where they're coming from. You understand what they're trying to accomplish.
Exactly.
And you really can be a partner to that department to really help them to do things really well.
Definitely. Yep. And I've definitely, and like you said, the partnership, that's what we try to do with our clients and just really building that partnership and those relationships.
So when did you start working in this particular role?
I think it was 2006.
Okay.
So it's been a little while. It's been great. I've had, you know, there's been a lot of challenges over the years here and there, but overall it's been great. I'm really passionate about what we do, what we can do, the different things we've been able to do. In my tenure here, we've had a lot of changes. And even adding on a website, that was one of the first things that I did a year or two into my role here, a web to print site. Last year, we actually updated that. So that was a big task again to go through, but I'm proud of what we've done with that and being able to make it much easier for our internal clients to be able to place their orders.
Now you mentioned that you've had to overcome certain challenges. Mm-hmm. What have you had to overcome over the years?
I've actually been pretty lucky with most things. I would say one of the challenges recently was our building went through a massive remodel. They literally gutted the building, started over. My department lived through that entire remodel. Almost everybody else was outside of the building at the time. Even funny things like no heat, no electricity. There was one day the lights went off and we still just kept working because all of our machines were working. It wasn't very long, but still we just kept working because we were busy and we didn't really have a choice. They had to close down the loading dock. And so we normally were right across from the loading dock. And we had to cart all of our materials to the other end of the building, things like that. But I feel like that was exciting. I was able to help design our new space. I worked directly with the people. Having that design background, they gave me the floor plan and then I manipulated it. And I was able to take and lay our equipment out on that floor plan, just kind of to see where everything would work really well. And worked with my team a lot. We spent a lot of time on that. We really wanted to make sure that we would optimize our workflow and streamline how things go through the department. It got to the point where they were having the contractors just work directly with me. So I worked directly with the electricians and all the contractors. And normally it was the facilities manager, but in my case, because it was so specialized and I knew so much more about my department and the equipment, I learned a lot. I've never had to deal with electrical before, but I learned a lot and it worked really well. We've been in the space for almost a year now. And somebody asked me not that long ago, and they said, is there anything that you would change about what you did? And I said, honestly, no, I really don't feel like that. And I checked with my team too, and they're all very happy with how things came out and how we laid things out. And it was amazing how well it went as far as the move. There were some things that were really scary, like moving our Colex flatbed. I had to coordinate with riggers to get that moved. Moving that down the hallway was a little scary, but we made it. We had to take down a temporary wall really quickly while we were doing that, but I was able to get that done pretty quick. One thing that was very impressive too, with having that coordination and working with all the contractors. So our black and white machine, we have deadlines like 3 times a day for different things. And we had let everyone know, okay, you know, we're moving. We're going to be down for probably 2 days is what we told them. But because we had worked so closely with our vendor and the electricians and ourselves, we literally had that machine back up and running in 2 hours from when we had to disassemble it, move it down the hall, and reassemble it. It was amazing. Nobody could believe it was that quick, but that was just all the coordination and everything. Again, overcoming challenges and just being able to work with people, communicating about everything, I think really helped that whole process.
I have to say, you're probably really fortunate in the fact that you got to design your space. Because I think for most people, you're just basically occupying a space that's there. So be able to actually think about it and be strategic about where things are placed and workflow and how things work and move through the shop. That's really fortunate.
It has been so exciting. And we also now have our own outside client entrance. They can come right to our department. We set up a little customer service area, which we never had before. We also set up lockers in that area so that if they pick up after hours, we can give them the code for the locker and they can come in and pick up. So we tried to make it even more convenient for them as well.
Someone's working late, someone's working early. Mm-hmm. They can just stop in. They don't have to worry if somebody's not at the desk.
Exactly. And we printed parking signs for them to use our special parking. So
awesome.
They can park right near our department.
So throughout your career, is there any particular accomplishment besides this whole renovation thing that you want to chat about that you're really proud of?
Just the equipment. Whenever we get equipment, I have to go through a whole process, goes through our board, and I have to do my due diligence and really make sure that I have the best information possible. I have to back it up. I have to make sure I have all the ROI. And I have to say, I've done a very good job at that. Everything that I have suggested that we have put in has worked really well for us. It has fit our needs. It has done the job that I had expected. I think whenever I go for another new piece of equipment, I have the track record that, okay, yeah, she's recommended a lot of good things in the past. They have brought us forward in different things. For example, when we got the flatbed wide format machine. So we used to have a roll machine. We had to do everything by hand, do all of our mounting by hand. So we started the step to do a flatbed wide format. It took me, I think, 2 to 3 years to convince them that we really needed this machine. We were also in our old space at the time, and they told me that, no, it wouldn't fit in there. And I said, if you let me buy it, I will make it fit. Sure enough, we had to retrofit a couple things, but we were able to make it fit. And that has been our biggest growth area in our business. And so then even when I purchased that, the dream was to get the Colex flatbed cutter or some sort of flatbed cutter. And so we had to wait a couple of years. We had the growth on the wide format printing itself. And then I was able to add on the flatbed cutter. So that's just exciting to see that path. Staying in touch with the industry itself, I go to Printing United shows and previously Graph Expo. I feel like those are very beneficial because I have learned so much from there. I've made a lot of relationships with those people, but being able to see the actual demos and people using them has been very helpful for me to do the research to be able to recommend the equipment that we really need.
And for you, when you're buying that equipment, I can't believe how long you went with just doing stuff manually.
Yes.
Printing to roll, mounting, cutting by hand. God forbid your hand slips as you're making a cut.
Yes, that's happened. And there was previously, there was a meeting where we used to print 200 to 300 foam core signs. And so there was times where four of us, including myself, would be mounting signs just to get them ready for this one meeting. And I was able to document all of that information. I was able to do the time studies and justify the difference of what it would make with having the flatbed. And safety was definitely a factor because, unfortunately, we did have a couple of people that had some small cuts. So that was another thing that helped my case.
Yeah, definitely. And then you accidentally, your X-Acto slips and you have to go and reprint it.
Yes.
So now that's more time that you need to go reprint it on the roll, remount it.
Exactly.
You know. So
yeah, there's so many factors that really cause an issue with that. The timing and the, like you said, having to do the reprints or yes, you mess up on a sign. And it just didn't make sense to have four people doing signs when everybody has their own job. We only had one person assigned to that. Even at that point, it was a half-time person for that function. It was a lot. Everybody else just had to shuffle. But as usual, we always got it done. We come together as a team and we get it done.
Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine how much of a time savings that you now have between the flatbed printer and the cutter. A half-time person is probably more than enough to even do that one job that you have for those 200 to 300 signs.
Exactly. It's so much more efficient and so much cleaner. The quality is so much better. The trims are excellent. They're dead on. We're very proud of everything that we can do. And it opened up the door too for so many more things that we could do as far as if we were printing on metal, I had to order it ahead of time specific to the size that we needed. I couldn't trim them down. There was one time it took me 3 weeks to get the stock just because it had to be trimmed. Whereas if I could have ordered the sheets, I could have had it within 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really streamlined things as well in that process.
Yeah, definitely. Thinking back a little bit to as you've progressed in this industry, obviously you've had a number of different jobs, you've had a number of different experiences. How has all of that really contributed to your own personal growth?
I think just being able to, there's always a challenge and I'm not afraid of that. So the different things that have come up over the years, as far as initially getting the new website and doing the research on that and setting that up. I was actually the one that built the entire website. I was the one that kept the templates and everything like that. My background in the graphic design field and then my marketing experience definitely helped with that. So getting that all set up was definitely a challenge.
On the web to print side, how important was it for you to have something like that in place?
It's critical for us. We have so many templates. We have agents throughout the state. And then we also have a variety of, we have two companies that we do work for, essentially. It's all under one umbrella, but it's two companies. And so we have people all throughout the state that we're doing work for. And we were having to have people set up a proof, send them back a proof, wait for their approval, make changes. So we had people that were spending so much time on doing these things. So when I went through that process, I brought together all of the stakeholders and the people that had to do all the file setups. I brought them in. I showed them demos of the systems that I had narrowed it down to because I needed their buy-in as well. I needed upper management buy-in. I needed their buy-in. I needed their, it's definitely critical. It streamlines things so much. It brings things, the orders come through. It comes directly into our MIS system. The files are print ready. We don't have to worry about any file issues. And it just makes it so much easier. Every now and then when I hear of a company that doesn't have a web to print site, it makes me wonder how they function. For us, it makes a world of difference. I can't imagine not having that. I think I was only here a year or 2 years and that was enough.
Yeah, you probably go back to the time when you didn't have it and it's like, where's the file? Is it coming in email? Is it coming
exactly
by some kind of transfer system? Is somebody dropping off a flash drive? who knows where it's coming from, and then trying to track that through.
Yes.
And approvals and who's approved this, who's not approved it, what changes have to be made, et cetera.
And I also think it helps us increase our sales as well, because people can see the different options for templates. Whereas before, they would have to send in a message like, I want this or this, or we would put out some materials. But now they can see everything. We can promo different campaigns. So our marketing team does different campaigns depending on the time of year. Now they can go on and see it on the website itself. We've been able to add on social media graphics on there as well. So that's been nice too. We're trying to make it like a one-stop place. That was added on with our last website upgrade a year and a half ago. And that has helped our marketing team, because they were having to do all of those individually and send proofs and all that. So we streamlined the process for them as well. So not only has it helped me, it's helped other teams within our company.
And then for people that are actually ordering from you, they know exactly what you can provide. So, Oh, I never thought that you guys could do this or that.
Exactly.
Or, oh, I never realized that you'd have this kind of campaign around this time of year, et cetera. It helps them as well and makes them more profitable and more effective.
Definitely. Definitely.
Now, through the years, have you had any different role models that you can talk to that really have helped you grow as you've gone through the industry?
Yeah, you know, one that I think back to is years ago, I was asked to be part of a strategic partner group through one of my vendors. It was a group of printing professionals, variety of areas, variety of backgrounds, implant, commercial, large to small, different things. So very diverse. And that team has been very helpful to me. At the time, we started just for that initiative, but then it became more. We actually kind of, several of us, created our own little group. And it's been a great resource for me. You know, we reach out to each other for different things. So sometimes when I'm looking at equipment, I'll reach out to them and say, hey, what about this? What are you doing? One of the people that I knew had the flatbed printer that I went with, and I was able to reach out to him previously when I was looking at it, just talked through with him, because talking to somebody that's actually in the industry, has the same machine, it's very beneficial. So we still keep in touch. That group was dissolved years ago. We just had a call a week or so ago and just talked through what's going on. I also, when I was doing my building reconstruction here, I sent them my floor plan and just got their feedback as well. I also sent it to a couple other people that I knew that had been through a move, and being able to reach out to different people in that same position, it was great to get that feedback and just have that resource, because in my building, nobody else is really going to understand the print world and how we do our business. So having those roles and those connections like that, it has been very helpful to me.
In all honesty, for everybody else within your building, it's probably the big black hole. Stuff goes in, you send an order in, and then out it just comes magically.
I know.
They don't understand what goes on behind the scenes.
No. And it's fun now, because before, our space was so cramped. We kept people basically at the very front. They could see in the shop, but it was hard to move around. There really was not much space. And now it's nice to have a space that we can be proud of. Our CEO sometimes even brings people down here and just shows off our space. And he's proud to say, you know, we have state-of-the-art technology. Look at our department and look at what we can do here. It's exciting to see that.
Definitely. One thing that I thought was really interesting that you said is using the peer group when you were purchasing, because it's so much different when you're talking to a peer that does exactly what you're doing or very similar things to what you're doing, to really know, how is it working? How are the different team members interacting with it? Is it really working with the systems? The vendors are wonderful. They can give wonderful demos, but they don't know, in some cases, the ins and outs or the intricacies of what goes on in an implant or in your specific market.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm also part of IPMA, and I feel like that group has been a great resource. We have a message board there. There's times when I post things on that just to get some feedback. I also follow what other people are posting. Sometimes I search back through those messages when I'm looking at something to see if there's already some information out there. But I feel like that's been a really good group as well for me.
I know Bob Neubauer, who's our content director for Implant Impressions.
Yep.
He's always talked about the great sharing that happens with the implants and with IPMA and with the different boards that you guys have, just to be able to share that information. I think it's really important, because you guys are the ones that are doing the work, and to understand the challenges. Granted, you might be different markets. Somebody might be in government. Somebody might be in colleges and universities. Somebody's in something else. but you're doing very, very similar work and you don't really compete with each other. So you can really be open and free with your conversations.
Right. Definitely. Not that long ago when I was at one of the Printing United, I went to dinner with a vendor and there was some other users there. And there was somebody that's been in the industry for like 40 years, I think. That was such a great dinner. I just had such a great time being able to listen to her, and she's kind of a leader in the industry, and being able to sit in on that conversation and hear some of her challenges and talk through it was just really exciting how she's triumphed over different things.
How important is that networking?
You know, I really feel like it's been very much of a part of the keys to my success is having that group and those groups and those resources, you know, that you can reach out to at any time. Because yes, there are a lot of people in our industry, but it's still such a niche industry. And there's a lot of people that don't understand the language. When I talk to my friends or different other people or the family, they don't really understand. So it's exciting to have that network of and wealth of knowledge that's out there. What I love too is people share. People that are in the industry, a lot of people in the industry are so passionate about what they do. And so it's fun to see. Not that long ago, I had another counterpart come up with two other people to see our new space. They came up, we walked through things. We do a lot of similar type things. They were another Farm Bureau organization. And just spending those few hours with them, I think for all of us was invigorating just to talk about what we're doing and how we can move forward. I had some suggestions for them. They had some suggestions for me. And being able to put some of that into place has been, it's always key. I come home from some of those sessions just with some new ideas. And I try to stay abreast of what's going on, reading the different media that's out there and a variety of sources that way as well.
What strategies have you found to be effective for you when you're building that network and when you're trying to get those professional relationships?
Just the networking, and I'm a people person. One of my five strengths of mine is positivity. So I feel like I'm a very positive person. Another one is woo, which is the ability to win others over. And, you know, I think just having that conversation, and when I first started in the industry, I was a little bit shy and not as willing to speak up because I didn't know as much either. But then just having casual conversations and just talking to people, we talk the same language, so we can start there and just different things. It's easy to be able to talk about what we're doing, what they're doing, and you just be able to develop from there.
You share that passion for the industry, yeah, for what you're doing.
Exactly.
Now, in terms of the printing industry, I mean, the printing industry as a whole is a little bit more on the male dominated side. There's a lot more men generally. In the implant, it's a little bit different, partially because I think it's the parent organizations have certain D&I requirements as well. So it is different. But when you're looking at the printing industry as a whole, how important is it for you as a woman to have women in different leadership roles?
I'm fortunate. The company that I work for has quite a few women in leadership roles throughout the entire, both companies. So I didn't step into a place that I was blazing a path. My previous job, I was actually one of, I think almost every single manager there was a male. So I was kind of used to that. I was used to working in that industry. It doesn't bother me. It's just kind of how things are. And I'm fine with that. But here, there's just so many more women. And I have two female staff. Actually, my wide format operator and my flatbed cutter, same person, is a female, and she's doing an amazing job at it. I don't think we really think about it as much here. I was also lucky because the two gentlemen that hired me were 100% on board with hiring me, and they backed me, they supported me. So coming in with my team, I think I was able to win them over pretty easily because I had that support. I was replacing somebody that retired. He stayed on for a little while, but he totally supported me. So having his support helped as well. They could see something in me that I had the capability to be able to do the job and hopefully be able to take it to new heights. And I think for the most part, I've done that. So I've been pretty proud of that. And, you know, I'm not going to stop. There's always new things, and I'm excited about to see where we can go.
So obviously you are very passionate about what you do and you have a career in the printing industry, but at the same time, you also have a personal life. And that can be very difficult for women to try to balance having the career, having the family, the personal life. How do you approach that? How do you make that balance so that way neither one side is getting too much of your attention?
And that has been tricky over the years. There's times where it's been obviously very stressful. Anyone in the printing industry knows there's constant deadlines, there's meeting, you know, you have to meet the client expectations and the quality. And then obviously there's equipment issues at times, and being able to meet those deadlines when a machine is down is virtually impossible. So you constantly have to pivot and make sure that things work well. It's constantly quick thinking on your feet, like, okay, this isn't going to work. Let's do this, this, or this. Or I constantly have to play out different scenarios to be able to meet deadlines, and making decisions all day, every day does get a little bit tiring sometimes. But I feel like because I have a great team here and a great support system at home, I think that makes the world a difference. I also think having the positivity, pretty even keel. I try not to get too stressed sometimes, or at least like I joke with my team. I'm like, yeah, I just hide it from you. I don't show you. Because like when we were going through the renovation, that all fell on me, and it was very stressful to keep the business running and still go through everything and keep my staff's motivation up. And we did, and I think just being a leader like that, being able to step in, and they also know they can always ask me for help. I'm always there to help. I also work for a company that's very family oriented. So I'm fortunate with that as well. There's a lot of great people here. I feel like I've been lucky with that way.
Definitely. Are there times when you've had to bring work home?
Oh, yes.
How do you approach that? Obviously, you try not to. Everybody tries not to bring personal stuff to work and work stuff home.
Exactly.
How do you manage that kind of a balance too?
I try to do it on times that I'm not missing out. My kids were both in sports, and I was the type of parent that I was at every game. And so I worked around it. I wanted to be there for them. They knew that I would always be there, and that was important to me. Again, coming from a family company, they understood that as well. And just communicating, like if I had to leave a little bit early to get to a game or do that sort of thing, it was always sort of, and I'm the same way for my team. Family is important. And so I feel like it's been good for me, and I want to be like that for my team as well.
When you look at family, you know, raising kids, you only have one shot at it.
Yes.
So you want to make sure you're getting that right. So having a company and managers that understand that, I think, is really important for like your team members, or, mm-hmm. you know, for you, the company understands that as well. And that, I think, makes people stay too, because it's yes. more than just a job for them at that point.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, just having that support group at home, even having the grandparents, there's times when we had to call them in and say, hey, you know, I really have to be at work today, but can you help out? Can you pick up? Can you do this or that? And having that support group made a big difference too.
For some women, I know one of the things is childcare. So having that support mm-hmm. system, hey, can you pick up, or can you do this, that, the yeah. other thing? Or, hey, I'm running late. Can you grab them from daycare or whatever it was at the time? That's tough for some women today.
It is. And, you know, I was super fortunate. We had an amazing daycare. They're still really good friends of ours. Anytime my kids see them, they go up and give them a hug, and they always talk about how they love them. And it became a family. My best friend's kids also went there. And so there was times where we could help each other out too, if we had to pick up or whatever. Yeah, I was super fortunate with my daycare because they were amazing. Part of the family for sure.
Mm, definitely. You know, for me, I don't have kids, but I just can't imagine having to make those plans and trying to figure out those things, especially nowadays with daycare being so expensive mm-hmm. for families. Then you start going through does it pay for me to be working if we're going to be paying X amount for daycare?
Right.
And then whose career does this now impact?
Exactly.
So it's I think it's even more difficult nowadays for some of the folks that are coming up through the industry.
I do too. I'm very glad I'm beyond that stage.
Yeah. I completely understand. As we're wrapping up, my favorite question is the question I ask everyone as we can kind of conclude is, knowing what you know now, so based on all your experience in the industry that you've had, your career path, what advice would you give to yourself if you were just starting out?
My path was a little bit different to get here, but I feel like that has built me up to the person that I am today. I still stay in contact with people at my previous job. And, you know, even the first job that I was working at during college was just a springboard to get me to where I am. Would I have ever thought that I would work for the company I'm at when I was younger? No, never. This is not where I would have seen myself, but I'm very grateful to be here. I'm grateful to work for an excellent organization. I'm grateful to do what I do. Every now and then my son jokes me. He's like, you print? Like what is printing? Printing's just, and I'm like, look around, look where printing is. Printing is everywhere. And I get, we're in a digital age. You know, a lot of things are shifting, but there's still print all over the place. And it's exciting, especially with the new things that we've added, to be able to show people like, hey, we can do this or we can do that. Just some of the die cutting, some of the things we do are fun. Some of the stuff is pretty mundane. It's just basic, but there's other things it's exciting to see. And it's exciting to see the path that the organization takes and some different initiatives that they take. And to be a part of that is great. There's a variety of things that we've been able to be a part of that we're really proud of. And our company has won awards for different initiatives that they're doing. And the fact that we had a hand in that is very exciting.
It is very exciting. So basically, what would your final advice then be?
I would say never be afraid of a challenge. And being able to do your research, do your due diligence, you always need to be learning. You know, no matter what you're doing, there's constant changes in the industry, just like in everything. You just need to be able to absorb that, be willing to step outside the box, be willing to listen to other people, listen to what their needs are, and just being that resource as well, and having the resources available to you, just creating that network. Even if you just start with one or two people, it doesn't matter how big your network is. And even like IPMA, I'm just one small little person in that group, but there's so many people and so many people are willing to help. There's just so much that you can learn. So don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to ask questions. There's just so much information everywhere and so many other people that are passionate about what they do as well, I think.
And willing to share.
Yes, exactly.
And willing to help.
Yep.
Well, Karen, it was a pleasure to talk with you today. So I appreciate the time that you spent with me.
Thank you. Yes, I really appreciate it as well.
And hopefully we'll be able to continue this conversation at another time.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks again.
Thank you.